Doubtless, you've heard that saying that to understand someone, you need to walk a mile in their shoes. In other words, put yourself in their position to see things the way they do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday we chatted about how readily we judge other people by how they look and what they say and do. The first step in really getting to know someone is to suspend judgment. The second is to take their perspective. In other words, to walk a mile in their shoes, which, when you think about it, is exactly what Jesus did for the likes of thee and me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we don't have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now, in a very real respect, God already knew us, why we feel what we feel, why we behave the way we do, because God is God, and He knows all things for all time. Yet still, in becoming a man, Jesus chose to walk a mile in our shoes. So God not only knows what it's like for us to be human because He's God, but because He became a man. We don't know all things for all time like He does, but we can choose to see things from the other person's perspective, to understand their temptations, to appreciate what they're going through. And what does that do? It opens the door to their humanity so we can comprehend their struggles, so that we can empathize with them. What a powerful example Jesus gives us in relating to those around us. Walk a mile in their shoes. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And just that one verse, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, can transform our relationship with God and with those around us. That's the power of His word. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.